Anyone passing Christ Church in Berkeley on a Tuesday evening might be intrigued by the sounds coming out of that stylish old building. If you were such a person, and if you ventured inside, you'd encounter a dance lesson. But this isn't the kind of dance you'd see on TV.
Dancing with the Stars kicks off now.
No, this is the world of Morris dancing.
It's a traditional English folk dance, and it's done usually in groups of 6 to 8 people.
That's Beth Bergen. She lives in Alameda.
And I've been ballroom dancing for about 15 years and Morris dancing for about 8.
KALW's Stephen Short went to visit Beth and the Berkeley Morris dancers to learn more about this ancient dance form and how this group is keeping it alive. I'll let Stephen take it from here.
Morris dancing. Seemingly an innocent pub pastime involving hanky-waving bearded men. Or rather, is it an aggressively contested contact sport?
That's a clip from a comedy film called Morris, A Life with Bells On. Morris dancing is hardly as sinister as this implies, but even the practitioners admit to it being, well, eccentric. Beth Bergen says that's part of the appeal.
Morris is one of the more goofy styles of folk dancing. So if you like traditional folk dancing and you like the bells and hankies and sticks and patterns, it's really a fun time.
Bells and hankies and sticks?
Well, there's 2 styles of dances. There's handkerchiefs, which are waved up and down and snapped in precision time, usually in time with the music. And there's stick dances, where each dancer will have 1 or 2 sticks, and they're clashed in a certain pattern or tossed.
I would say it's certainly eccentric.
Roger Avery of San Ramon is here to introduce some new styles of Morris.
Yes, I'm going to do some dances from the village of Headington. Actually, technically, it's called Headington Quarry, and it's just outside Oxford, the city of Oxford.
The Morris book, Lionel Bacon's book, he talks about it being brisk, neat, compact, and I've actually danced with Headington, the quarrymen themselves, and it is very tight.
While this particular dance is new to this particular group, the origins of Morris dancing are lost in the mists of time.
There are records going back to the 1200s. It's in the church records in England back in 1600s, some earlier.
Ready, at. Hey, one, two, three.
Shakespeare referred to Morris dancing. Some claim it goes back to the Ice Age. The truth is, nobody knows. The music that goes with it can be sparse, just a flute or a type of accordion called a melodeon. And, according to Pleasant Hill resident Randall Cayford, foreman of Berkeley Morris, it might also include fife and drum, mandolin, fiddle, and or concertina. But what about those costumes?
Well, we call them knickers. That's not what they call them in England. But they're basically pants that have been cut off at just below the knee. And so we have black socks, black knee socks, white knickers, and red vests, and black hats. The hats have ribbons. We also have arm ribbons, and then the bells have ribbons. That's all sort of part of it.
And you have hankies.
And we have hankies. When we're not using sticks, we have hankies.
And there are those bells.
It's a leather pad with a row of bells. These are on fishing hook sort of split rings, just because they bounce better and they last longer. It's a very traditional. Morris teams have had bells. That's one of their defining characteristics, is you wear bells on your shins. We also have a hobby animal, which is also very traditional in Morris. In our case, it's a bear, so we have a hobby bear because we're in California.
Not a hobby horse, but a hobby bear.
Exactly. Hobby horses are far more traditional, but we're in California, so we have a bear.
The hobby bear is the team's mascot.
It's part of the performance. It's part of the pageantry. They're the precursors that in American culture have been left over as team mascots.
Lucy, the bear, dances around from time to time, especially at the beginning of the spring dance season, when both bears and Morris dancers awaken from hibernation.
The music is very traditional, and I know that Morris dancing goes way back, but where does this music come from?
I was told that a lot of this was the popular music of the 1800s, that this is music hall popular tunes. So this would be the top 40s.
So they've kept up with the times in that sense.
They keep up with the times. Most of the dances most teams are doing are new. There are a lot of traditional dances, but it's a living tradition that is continually inventing both new dance steps and new dances and new styles.
So there's always more to learn.
Bob Orser practices Morris dance in Berkeley and Santa Cruz. He knows about the old mingling with the new. He came to the ritual known as Morris when he was
51, and I'm 80 now. I turned 80 last January. So, it keeps you in shape. It keeps you from getting old. I recommend it. You know, just anyone who's in their 50s now, 40s or 50s, should start doing it, and then they'll live forever, like me.
And with every leap, jingle, and wave of their hankies, these dancers extend the life of this age-old folk custom known as Morris. Capering about in Berkeley, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.